I have a hit list.
Okay.
You know what that means?
What's a hit list?
Just people I would be down to fight.
Yeah.
No. My boxing hit list. First, I mean, of course, there's freaking Deji.
Smash. I'll smash.
You smash Deji? Yeah. Of course, there's the Deji rematch if he stops making excuses. I don't think it's ever going to happen, man. I think he keeps saying, oh, after this fight, or oh, this one, or I want to right my wrongs, or oh, I got to do this, or oh, something, yeah. I got COVID, or oh, I switched coaches.
You know what it is? I think he underestimated your height, and he got intimidated.
I think he did. I think he underestimated me, and he had my first fight, it was his third fight. Yeah. He got so scared after I beat him. He's like, how is this possible? Because nobody's going to beat me. If it's my third fight, and it's somebody's first fight, they're not going to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even close.
Yeah.
So that's probably just in his head. But hopefully that happens one day. I don't think it will.
See, if you get to fight an unexperienced player, you shouldn't take it, like, lightly.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Okay, good.
I think my outside of camp training is what Deji's in camp training is.
Okay.
Like, he thinks he's going hard, but that's what I do when I'm not in training. Cool.
Just looking out for you. I just want you with a Deji mentality. Yeah, yeah. Just going in like, wait.
I don't want to. Okay. It might be contagious. Cool. I don't know.
Got it.
But I don't know. When I'm in camp, it's like I'm a robot. I'm just go. Yep. And then I crawl in bed and I crawl out of bed and I go until I just work out, recover. Yeah. And then one day I die.
That's one thing you're extremely good at. Just if you have something locked in physically too, it's over.
So you said that I'm super competitive. What did I tell you about this charity basketball game?
Charity basketball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just always making plans to like train. Yeah. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to go run 5 miles with a basketball and then we're going to go shoot around for like 2-pointers, 3-pointers, whatever you want to do. Like, whoa.
I was like, Roy. And he's like, dang, we're training hard for this. And we're in the sauna recovering after the cold plunge. And I was like, he's like, we're going hard. I was like, dude, we're going to be the best there. And if we're not the best there, we're going to outwork the best there. And then he was like, you're taking this a little serious.
I'm like,
like, okay.
Okay.
I just like it. I just like just go. I don't care about winning as much as I'm more scared of regretting that I didn't do enough. So if I did everything I could and I put as much work as I could and I squeezed in every little workout, then I'm fine with losing because I did everything I could. I don't have any regrets. I'm like, I just wasn't the better man today.
You know, mentally, I was at Dresser's thing and I went against Alex Botez. She's like a chess player.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in her team for like a game and then she gave like a little pep talk.
Oh.
And then she said, you know what's better than winning? I was like, what? Not losing. It's like facts.
That's true.
Facts. Mentality, it's the same thing, but like not losing is like it's stronger if you think about it. Even all you gotta do is not lose.
Even if you're in second place, you're just the first loser.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So think about it.
Yeah. Okay, hit list.
Go ahead.
So we had Deji, never gonna happen. And then you know, Nick LMAO is rematching Jay Swingler. And when they first fought, it was the same situation as me and Deji. Jay, it was his third fight. He underestimated Nick, and then Nick surprised him, and he should have won.
Yeah.
Most people say he should have won. Even Jay was like, I'm not proud of that because I don't know. I feel like it was close. Yeah. And so now they're fighting again, but I feel like Jay is underestimating him again because Nick's ready. I don't know. But if some lucky miracle happens and Jay beats Nick, I would want to avenge my little brother, who is Nick in the boxing world, and fight Jay. That would be cool. But I don't think he'll fight me because he already has problems with Nick. And I'm like the older brother of Nick.
Yep.
And I've been doing it a little longer than Nick. So I don't know. That'd be a cool fight.
Mm-hmm.
Hit list number three, Joe Weller.
Oh.
Yeah. He hasn't fought in a while. I think we have the same amount of fights.
Yeah.
He's heavier. He would have to come down a little bit. I think it'd be a fair fight.
Uh-huh.
And he's the first person to do it.
Mm.
It's him and some other guy. And then him and KSI.
Yeah.
And then KSI and Jake took over. But he was first.
You wouldn't want to go against from the ring, from the screen.
To the pin, to the king.
To
the king.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. And then next on my list, Wenderson Nunes. I think he's I've met him a couple times, but he doesn't speak English very well. So we just said hi or like, what's up? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Because we've been in cards together. But he's like, he's pretty dedicated in the fight. I like his style. He's very slick. It would be something new for me to deal with. And I'm like, oh. So that'd be cool. That'd be a pretty good challenge for me. And then, you know, Myth.
TMJ Myth or FaZe Myth. Nope. Something Myth. Yeah, I know Myth.
Something Myth. He's a streamer. Or he was a streamer. I don't know. We were in Creator Clash together, and after he fought and I fought, everybody wanted us to fight. They're like, yo, that is a main event. Put Myth versus Wasabi. I was like, okay, cool. I don't know much about him, but he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think we're similar weight. And he also beat my friend, Hundar, who I was like, oh, I just always want to avenge people. I'll get him for you. I'll get him for you. That'd be a good one. And then Pineda would be cool too. I knocked him down in like 10 seconds, but he was giving me problems because he's just so long later in the fight. So it'd be cool. People would be like, people are saying, oh, you couldn't handle him one-on-one. Some people say you could handle him one-on-one. So I want to find out too.
Yeah.
But there's one type of person I never want to fight again.
Fousey?
No.
What?
I'd definitely fight Fousey. He won't fight me. Is white boys with mullets.
Okay. B-Dave
and Idubs. White boys with mullets, they just got hard heads. I don't know what it is. It's like they train and they just have hard heads and strong necks. And both times I fought white boys with mullets, I was injured from hitting them too many times. And my wrist hurt from B-Dave for 3 months. My wrist hurt. And then with Idubs, something hurt. And I was like, Damn, dang it, bro. They just have hard heads and they don't go down.
Bro, it's the mullets give more calcium to the body.
Yeah.
So it strengthens it like steel.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And well, then B-Dave is also, he's just a, I wouldn't say he's a dirty fighter. He's just a reckless fighter. So he stepped on my foot that one time. He kneed me in the face. And I'm like, I just, there's not worth getting in there.
Yeah.
With him again, because he's just going to tackle me or... I don't know. I think he knew that he had to play a little dirty to win because I'm just technically better. So then, he just kept taking me down. And one time he put me in a headlock and I was like, no, not again. And I shoved out and then I was like, boom, boom, boom. Then I backed up, gave him a little space and then uppercutted him and he was out.
Well, hopefully you'll get a fight soon.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll help. Yeah.
If I fight Deji again, you got to come because you walked me out for the first one.
Okay.
So you got to walk me out for the next one.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
I mean, I'm free. just let me sell the office first.
Yeah.
And well, that's good. At least you have something in the works.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do? I want to film a short film.
Really?
Yeah.
A serious one? Or
a serious ass one, bro.
For what? Just for yourself? Or are you going to put it somewhere?
No. I mean, look, I went to film school. Might as well use the shit I learned. You
Did
know?
You learn a lot?
I learned a lot of writing.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a lot of writing, so at least I can do that portion of it.
Yeah.
So it'll just be revolving around the theme burnout. Opening scene is me in the bathtub. You zoom out, it's in the desert.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an oxymoron because the bathtub's supposed to be wet, but then it's around desert.
Yeah.
Signifies dry, signifies burnout.
You should get some creators to talk about it, like Fousey and me and just experiences with burnout, like little commentary. And then it goes to the short film, and then it goes to the comic. But yeah, man.
No.
I don't know what's in your head. I was trying to help.
I'm like, no. Yeah.
Is it just you?
It's just me.
And then how long you think? How long are short films usually?
It can range from like 5 to 30 minutes.
Ah.
So we'll see. I'll take my time. Probably. I'll work on it. Like. A year's worth of work.
When I'm running or when I'm just about to fall asleep or something, I think of random things that I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to talk about in the podcast. You ready for one of them?
Okay.
When's the closest you came to dying?
The closest I came?
Yeah, where you, if one thing would have changed or one thing went differently, you could have died.
One thing at closest to dying.
Yeah.
I don't think I have ever had a close call to death.
Really?
I don't think so.
Never?
Turbulence? Airplane?
I guess that
close.
Is close.
You ever seen Lost, bro?
You never had almost wreck?
Almost wreck,
like
no.
Like, we're like, oh, you got out of their way?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've skidded on black ice.
Ooh.
That's it. That's scary. You can't control. But not my algorithm's filled with, like, horrible car crashes and 9/11.
Yeah, mine's filled with, like, some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, with thieves and, like... cut your hand off with a machete and then they just pick their hand up and run and I'm like, whoa.
Okay, that's crazy.
I watch a lot of stuff like that.
I don't think I've ever came close to dying.
Really?
Oh, no, I did. Electricity. Oh, when I was like, yeah, I touched an electricity thing. I like passed out.
Yeah.
And then I woke up, blacked out. I thought I died.
How were you? I was at, I mean, there's a lot of close calls, man. There's a, I was at a party one time and this rival gang, I wasn't in a gang, but they were just random gang. They showed up to this party and then just they started causing problems and me and my friends started fighting them, but we're in high school. So we were like 16, 17. These guys were like, they look like they're in their like early 30s.
Yeah.
And they had tattoos on their necks.
What
and
are they
like,
doing in a high school
know.
Party?
I don't know.
Losers.
But we had to get them out. And so we all started fighting and they could have definitely done some crazy stuff, but they didn't. That was a crazy night.
Wait, did people get shot? Let alone
nobody got shot, but they just crashed the party and we had to get them out. And it was just like 17, 18 year olds versus 30 year olds that were in prison. And
prisoners?
Yeah, it was crazy. And then it was so crazy that this guy, this little guy, he's a little skinny guy. I feel like I might have told this on the podcast, but I'm gonna tell it again. It was funny because he was this little skinny guy and he had a nice car and he went outside and he was scared somebody's gonna mess with his car. So he took an axe out of the back of his car and he started chopping this tree that was next to his car. And it was a thick tree. He was not going to get through it.
Okay.
And then he didn't even make a dent in it. And then I remember asking him, I was like, yo, why were you chopping wood when all that was going down? He said, because if someone's chopping wood with an axe, they're not going to mess with my car. I was like, really? I guess it worked.
Yeah.
But it was just funny to think of that. Another time I went to a New Year's party and we was in the hood and New Year's came around. They were like 10, 9. They're like, let's go outside. Everybody go outside. All right. We all went outside. And then 3, 2, 1. Everybody took out guns and started shooting it into the ground. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just it was the area we grew up in. It wasn't even just the house, the party I was at. Everybody, like within like I could hear gunshots all over, like within 5 miles, everybody shooting in the ground. Yep, because it's the safest way to do it. You can't shoot in the air. So they're like, bah, bah, bah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this yard is probably full of bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And then there's a bunch of other stuff, but we'll talk about it next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Close to death. Did that change your life?
No.
That change your perspective?
No, I just thought it was cool.
Oh, okay.
I like close things. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, do you like it when, like, the Dodgers, they're playing right now. And I was like, would you rather have the Dodgers sweep and just win everything or go to game 7 and earn it and be close? And he said, sweep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang. And it was just crazy because our mindsets are so different because I was like, yo, I want it to be close. Even if you look back at any of my face-to-face in boxing, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I want this to be a battle. I want to come out with a scar. I want to get knocked down. I want to knock him down. I want us both to go down. I want us both to be bloody and beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I win. But I don't want to just, because I've never left a boxing match with a mark on my face.
Oh, wow.
I've never had a cut. I've never had a bruise. I've never had a black eye, only from sparring, never from an actual fight. So that's what I want. So it's just a cool mindset.
Dude, someone punch him. Someone actually punch him.
Yeah.
Like,
in a boxing match.
In a boxing match.
Not,
in a boxing match.
Not in public. Yeah.
Because his previous opponents, they couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
I'm just kidding. You would probably punch my face. I'll get black eye.
I think the main thing is like in boxing is my adapting. Like, so if I think Deji might have landed something, Idubs landed a hook, B-Dave tackled me a bunch. And after they did it the first time, it never happened again.
Uh-huh.
Like, they once they get something, they're not going to get it again.
Hmm.
So I think that's the hardest thing with boxing. Oh, let me see what's next. You ready?
Yeah, dude, that's good. You know, I haven't been to the studio space in a while, so walking in here for the first time in a while, I was like, dang, it was kind of triggering.
Bad?
Good and bad. I'm like, oh, man, this should be in the past, but I'm still here.
You know what I had to do is in my Tesla, I had it under work, the work tab, and I took it off, so I had to type in the address for the first time.
No way.
I was like, whoa, because I kept accidentally clicking it, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to take that off.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do miss the 9-to-5 structure, though. Not just like just structure in general.
Yeah.
Because it gave me a purpose to like wake up at the same time and then it's just go, go, go.
Sleep schedule is good.
I'm
and
like,
then,
oh.
yeah, you just knew what to do.
Yeah.
Now you're just like, what do I do?
Nowadays, if you have the chance to procrastinate, you procrastinate. Yeah. I try not to.
Oh,
like,
I do.
I'll just play a couple of like Black Ops 6 real quick.
Yep.
And then go do, yeah. It's hard.
I haven't even done my merch store yet.
Bro.
I know. Oh. I've been procrastinating because I'm like,
Yeah.
I got to do it. I really do.
Yeah.
Hey,
buy our merch, y'all.
Yeah. When my store is out.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it'll be up.
Yeah.
And if it's not, you can roast me in the comments.
Yeah. It'll probably be like wasabiproductions.com and then guavajuice.com.
Yeah. Or alexwasabi.com.
Alexwasabi.com.
I haven't decided
yet. Or wasabi.
Yet.
I don't know. Check the link in the description below.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. We're here.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
What are names that you don't know in real life?
Names that I do not know.
Yeah, that you haven't seen in a year or two. Like, so if you knew them as a kid, it doesn't count. It has to be somebody you've encountered within 2 years. Simon. You know any Simons?
Yeah, I do. I just saw Simon last week.
Ah, dang. Yeah. Okay. You think of one.
Okay, Zorro.
I don't know Zorro.
Yeah, I don't either.
What about Agnes?
Agnes.
That's my aunt's name, but I haven't seen her in a few years.
I don't know an Agnes.
You don't? Bertha.
No. Bertha sounds like a big Bertha.
I don't know Bertha either. Ned.
Ned. We saw Ned at VidCon 2 years ago.
Declassified?
No, Ned from Try Guys.
Oh, yeah, my bad, Ned. If you're watching this, my bad. I forgot. We did. We were in the car with him. Skyler.
Skyler. No, I don't know any Skyler.
I don't know any Skylers.
Let me think of just a regular one. Let me think of a regular name.
Yeah.
You ready? Casey.
I haven't seen Neistat in over 2 years, so I don't know any Casey's.
Yeah.
What about Bailey?
Bailey, that sounds like a drink.
Sounds like a
speaking
dog.
Speaking of Bailey,
mm.
Mona and I were thinking about like just brainstorming like kids' names, and we do like the approach to unisexual names.
Yeah, me too, right? Yeah, they're the best names.
Shoot. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like, we considered this name for a girl.
Charlie?
Zorro.
Not really?
No, this is for fun.
Oh, okay,
funny.
Okay.
Zorro. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
You know that anime thing we did? Everybody was like, I can't believe you didn't say Zorro. You didn't. That's from One Piece, right?
Yeah.
The anime on our Instagram, there's an anime video we made where you were Sakura.
Oh.
Yeah, and we said the best swordsman is Rengoku. And everybody's like, what about Zorro?
Damn,
what about Zorro?
Zorro is pretty good.
Is he? Once could he beat Rengoku?
Piece. Huh?
Could he beat Rengoku?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he upgrade? A lot? Because I've seen him at the very beginning, and he's cool. Or I saw him in the live action.
He does. I think he upgrades more. I'm only on episode 512, so I'm pretty sure he does more.
Okay, because from the live action, he would not beat Rengoku. That's the only thing I've seen of him.
No, from the live action, he sucks there.
Yeah, he sucks there. Oh,
there's
okay.
A time jump that he goes crazy.
He go crazy?
Yeah. Time jumps always, it's power scaling, bro. Time jumps.
Okay, are we done with the names? Can you think of any other? I feel like everybody named this that we named are going to be like, what? But don't worry. It's a good thing. You're rare. You're unique.
Yeah.
You're special.
How about Dan?
I don't know any Dans.
In the past few years, you never hang out with Dan?
Not one Dan. Is that short? Daniel. Short for Daniel. I know a Daniel. Dang.
Close.
We're full tilt. You know who I don't know is another Roy with an I.
I actually know one with an I.
In the last 2 years?
No, not in the last 2 years. I met him in Florida, actually.
Oh,
so like, you're Roy? I'm Roy with an I. It's like, get out of here. I should be. I'm the only one who should have this name, bro.
When I was little, when I was younger, Andrew was going to school for the first time. And he went to school and he said there was another Andrew. And I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, it's not cool. I'm Andrew.
Yeah.
And I was like, Andrew, there's other Andrews. He's like, no, I'm Andrew.
Why do people have the same name? That's why I'm pissed. Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Right? Your name should be unique.
What are some other unisex names? There's Charlie. There's Addison.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Zorro.
Max.
Max.
Should
Max
be for Maximilian or Maxine.
Yeah. Riley.
Riley. Yeah.
Unisex names.
Oh.
Let's go through.
Let's go through.
Fatherhood coming up soon.
Yeah, let's just title it.
All right, ready?
Noah. Deciding our kids.
Noah.
Names. What about Noah?
That's a unisex name.
That could be. Oh, yeah.
Noah, pretty good. Logan.
Logan, I've seen that one as a girl.
Ryan.
Ryan?
You know a girl, Ryan?
No, I think, what was the one right before that?
Logan?
Logan. I think that I like that as a girl's name better than a guy's name. Yeah,
for sure. Dylan.
Whoa. No, I like that as a guy's name.
Okay, here we go. Names ranked higher. Oh, no. Avery. Avery's a girl name, right?
That's it the girl from Inside Out, right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Onyx.
Ew. That's not a boy or a girl name.
Sounds hard.
It's a dog's name.
Onyx, come here. This sounds nasty.
Is that what you think Onyx sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh. Hard. Oh, hard. Oh.
Hard.
Like Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. I got one other thing. This is the last thing on my list that I need help for. I'm asking Alexis. I was trying to think of good questions to ask your girlfriend or boyfriend before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You should ask it. What's a good one? Can you think of any?
Before good questions?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Before that question.
Oh, come on. That's like the best question. Will you marry me? Come on.
This is what I live with Aaron Irani and Roy Monette. They're all like, just propose. And they both took like 8 years to propose. But there was COVID for both of you. So it was actually like 4 years. So I'm 2.5, almost 3.
Well, you talk about proposal all the time.
Because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I know.
You did it. Well, the closer it gets to happening, the scarier it is.
Mm.
No, I wouldn't say like scary. It's more nervous excitement.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, I only get one chance to do this right. Yeah. Got to make it memorable. Got to do this. Got to do that. And I've like, if you've been following me on the vlogs, you know, like I've always dreamt of just having the craziest, like I already have some ideas for my wedding, and luckily Alexis is the type to let me do some of these things, because I had in previous relationships they were like no to certain things. These are different things, but in the past I'm like, can I do this? They're like, no. I'm like, oh, very against stuff. But Alexis is like, do whatever. And she treats it more like it's our day, when past relationships treated it more like it's the bride's day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited. It's going to be like no wedding you've ever seen before. But I got to get through the proposal first.
Proposal is the hard part for the guys.
I think the main thing is I got to start getting some kind of income first. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not struggling or anything, but I have no income coming.
Yeah.
So once I get that, I'll feel safer about starting a family and like doing the wedding and everything and just become solid.
Yeah. That's where we both are right now.
Yeah.
We're okay for the time being, but in the long being, probably not. So we have to put stuff in more than mm-hmm. things come out.
Until we turn 59.
59! Make sure we get...
we're not going to tell you why, but
okay.
When we turn 59, we set, baby.
Okay, cool.
We set.
We did something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We didn't know. But when we turn 59, we're okay.
We're good. We just got to make it to 59. How many years is that?
That's like another
30. 25 for me?
That's a long time, man. Yeah, it's time.
Oh, yeah. 25. Yeah, yeah. 24 years.
Yes.
I'll be good.
Yeah.
I just got to
make
it
there. Lottery check comes in next year, I'll be super set.
Let's go.
Yeah. Just kidding, bro.
Woo!
The lottery's so hard to win.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying.
You know what else is hard to win?
What?
Life. You know,
yeah.
Becoming born is harder than winning the lottery.
Are you scared of death?
No, I don't really care.
Me either.
I mean, I feel like when I die, I won't remember how I died.
Oh, man. I was playing. Have you ever played Spiritfarer?
No, what's that?
Ugh. I played It Takes Two, an epic game. If you haven't played It Takes Two, it's amazing. It's the best two-player game to play with your significant other. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we played that. Then we played Unraveled. That was dope. Then we played this game called Trine. That was dope. And then we found this new game called Spiritfarer. And you are on a boat and you upgrade your boat. It's kind of like Animal Crossing, where you're just taking care of the people on your boat and cooking stuff and all this stuff. But these are all spirits, and that you're trying to help them move on. So once they're ready to move on, you take them to this place called the Everdor, and they move on. And there was this kid that was on my ship, and I had to take care of him, and he just wanted to play video games and stuff, and it was time for him to move on.
Oh.
And I was like, I took him on the boat, I got to the Everdor, and then we were saying goodbye to each other, we hugged, and the last thing he says to me is, man, I hope it just feels like falling asleep. And I was like, whoa, that's a crazy line for a kid to say in a kid game.
I was like, yo, I hope so too, buddy.
Dang, dang, that's cool. So it's like Border Patrol, except you're in charge of the spirits to move on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a fun game. I just beat it.
You ever play Among Us?
Is that the aliens?
Yeah. There's a first person Among Us now.
What's that mean?
It's first person. It's like this. You see it like this. So you can't see who's behind you.
Oh, like how you dream.
No, I dream in second.
Oh, you dream in third. Yes.
Yes. So first person is like that.
Yeah.
And you do the same task. It's pretty cool. We should play.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah, I need some people to play.
Let's play it on Uncle Guava.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Subscribe to Uncle Guava.
Yeah, help me out. Yeah. Actually, only subscribe if you're going to watch the videos.
Yeah.
If you're just subscribe, that's bad for my algorithm, so don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Just go like all the videos.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm down to just come over for like a few hours and just play games for 3 hours and just film.
You have
it all.
A PS5, bro. Download Black Ops.
I'm not a shooter guy.
You will be.
I'm not into shooting games. Call of Duty.
Try. You should try. Have you tried?
Halo. No, yeah, I have Halo.
Try Black Ops, bro. Black Ops 6.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I never got into Fortnite, never got into Call of Duty, Halo, none of those games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just not really into shooting games. No. I like adventure games.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you probably like Club Penguin?
No. I like fight adventure games where you have to
get
to
the next level.
Did you
download the Dragon Ball Z game?
No, but
you should
get
it. You have a PS5.
Have you done that?
I have not, but I heard really, really good reviews.
I heard really
extremely good reviews.
So Roy, the story is Roy got me a PS5 like 2 or 3 years ago, and he was like, here you go. And I haven't opened it yet.
Bro!
I'm sorry. I'm not a gamer.
Open it.
I know. I will one day.
At least just play Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I should.
It's pretty good.
I should.
It's adventure and fighting.
It's one player?
I don't know.
Dang. I hope it's two.
I just see clips of him.
All games this year. I mean, all games in the last 10 years are all freaking one player. I'm like, come on.
Oh, you like multiple people?
I like to go on adventures with somebody and we have to work together and figure it out.
Yeah.
I hate the freaking Fortnite, one player.
Mm.
Call of Duty, one player. Halo, one player. It's boring.
I have a question. What are your rest of the year plans? Because there's only two more. We're 80% done with 2024. There's 20% left.
Yeah.
Well, any cool plans?
I'm flying so much. During the two or year and a half, whatever we were doing with Wasabi, I rarely flew.
Okay, let's go through it together. This week,
yeah,
we're flying to the charity basketball in San Jose.
Yeah.
So we're busy that week.
In the Bay, yep.
Yep. Next week, you have anything?
Next weekend?
Next weekend or next week in general?
No. Just want to get caught up on podcasts and vlogs.
Okay.
But then the weekend after that. Oh, do you have anything next weekend?
Let me see. Let's check my calendar. Yeah. I have my calendar nowadays. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Next week, I have dinner reservations.
There you go.
Yeah.
With who? Your wife?
Yep.
Yep. Next week, I have nothing. But then the following week after that, I'm going to Texas for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Oh, it's happening?
Oh, yeah, it's happening. So they're flying us out. They have all these things planned. We're going to watch the fight. Me and Alexis are going, all this stuff. It's going to be cool. If you haven't followed my vlogs, follow them because we have me and Alexis practice for our weddings coming out next. How to hug other girls that are not your girlfriend after that.
Yeah.
And then the ISA basketball charity.
Oh, yeah.
Where our girlfriends are singing the national anthem. Then we're going to play.
Yeah.
And dominate. And then.
We're going to dominate.
Yeah. And then after that is the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight. So it's a lot of exciting vlogs coming.
Yeah.
And then.
Make sure to subscribe. Only if you watch the videos.
Only if you watch the videos.
Otherwise, it's bad for the algorithm.
Yeah. What are you going to.
Let's see. Huh?
What do you got after that?
When you're in Texas, I have. There's nothing that week. So probably just chill, golf.
Nice.
Monette's birthday is this month, so I'm trying to figure out what to do for that.
What day is it?
November 29.
On Thanksgiving?
No, after day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought it was the 29th. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be here. I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town.
No.
It's okay.
Unless you do something before or after. and then after that, I have to go to North Carolina for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then we come back and then I'm going to be posting twice a week in December. And then I have to fly to Boston for Christmas.
Oh, you're.
And then I
am back. Hopefully I fight in January or December. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Cause I'm gonna drop everything to do it if it does come up.
Yeah.
And then I have a cruise in February.
Dang, man. Okay. I have Orlando in December.
Let's pretty go for cool. Why? For Monet.
For a wedding. And then I have Tulum in January.
Ooh.
Another wedding. And then Hawaii. Hawaii in January. Another wedding.
Have you been to Tulum?
No, I heard it's owned by the cartel.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I went once.
Cool.
You know what the craziest thing was?
Spiders?
Yes.
Big spiders?
Everywhere. Tarantulas everywhere.
Oh, I love tarantulas.
Oh, it's cool because...
Are they edible?
I don't know. But everywhere we went, there was just tarantulas. And it was like stray dogs and cats. Like, yeah. Nobody cared except for the tourists.
Yeah.
And the tourists would be like, oh. And then one of the workers would be like, oh. And he'd just go grab it and move it to another tree or something. That hey. It was crazy. They were everywhere, man.
I'm down. I haven't never been to Tulum. Yeah, January is a full travel month. December and January, I'm super traveling.
You just got weddings on weddings on weddings?
Yeah, that's cool.
Are they Monette's weddings or your weddings?
Kimmy, you know Kimmy.
Oh!
December, and then Monette's dental school friend, and then Billy Ashley.
Where's that at?
Hawaii.
Oh!
Yeah, because Ashley's from Hawaii.
Oh!
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then nothing after that. I do want to go to, like, the Philippines next year.
Yeah, I'll go
to.
Or, too.
Like, Japan
Let's
again.
Let's plan Philippines together.
Okay.
Where do you want to go? I'll just go wherever you want to go.
Because
I have family there, but not that, like, I am very familiar with, where I'm like, hey, I'm going to stay with you.
Yeah.
But you probably have an area that you want to go. And
yeah, I'll probably visit Monette's parents.
Yeah.
And where? Then just go from there. A place called. It's over there. I don't want to tell you.
Is there, like, Angel City? Is it near Manila? Is it like near?
It's an hour. It's a province.
Oh, so
it's not busy.
It's not well known.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And then where's it near? Like, where could we go if we wanted to, like, we go visit?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it near water? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because the Philippines is all ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, all islands.
So I'm sad that Philippine trip didn't go through.
What?
Remember, we were supposed to take a Philippine trip with the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were supposed to do this Philippine trip.
Dang.
Where this travel agency basically takes us to our hometowns or our mother's hometowns.
Yeah.
And they would just document it.
Yeah. And it would have been a free trip, but they just document our lives.
Yeah.
And like going to America.
Yeah.
Dang. We
I was
were,
ready. I
we
was
were
ready.
Excited.
I was like, ooh, free trip. I'm going to tell the story.
Oh.
I'm going to. Oh,
dang.
Dude.
Well, if you're watching this documentary, I don't even remember what they were called, but I think it was Philippine tourism.
Yeah. Something.
Oh, if you guys ever want to do it, let's do it.
Yeah. Seriously.
Cause that
dude.
Was dope.
That was, oh, the thing is, like, if you take care of us, we'll make sure we take care of you.
Yeah, we'll post nonstop stories.
That's the thing.
We'll, yeah.
Like, we're not those influencers like, oh, free trip. All right, just
oh,
do a
no.
story.
The requirement said one post. Ours would be, we'll post anything for the Philippines.
Yeah.
Anything for the Philippines.
Yeah. We're not just saying that to kiss your ass. We're saying it because we are genuine about this, like,
that's
project.
Like, we're very family people. So if you're going to help us accomplish something for our moms that has been through so much to even just to come to America. Oh, I'm down. I'm going to reschedule my whole month to go.
For
I'm
real,
like, oh,
dude.
Yep.
For real.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, I'm just sad that didn't happen.
Me too, man. Oh. It's okay. We got this basketball thing.
Okay.
and then
same thing.
There'll be other things.
Yeah.
We'll
did you
get
see
there.
The schedule for the basketball event? We have stuff happening, like
what?
You know, like dinners, and then they
oh yeah I saw
the
that like a welcoming dinner and a post dinner.
Yeah.
That post dinner looks like it's gonna be going till 2 a.m
what
or 1 a.m or something. I was like, dang,
whoa.
But I
my
think you know, anytime I get an offer or anything, I ask if they need anybody else.
Oh,
I'm like, hey, I got a friend. Oh, hey, do you need another one? Do you need plus one, plus two? Like every time.
Oh.
Because it'll be more fun if you're there. Because otherwise, I'm just working and then my girlfriend's with me.
Yeah.
But if you're there, then we're just hanging out and it's, we're not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm not working by myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a make a wish thing. I asked for like a plus +8. They said sure. So I brought like everybody.
I haven't done a make a wish thing in a while.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Those were always fun. They were always
fun.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
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 You know what? I was surprised. So I didn't know. I knew kind of what Make-A-Wish was.
Yeah.
And I know, like, if you're a terminal kid, they'll give you,
sure.
Like, they'll make a wish come true. And I was like, cool. So I went and I was like mentally prepping myself. I was like, okay, don't say anything dumb. Like, just like try to make this a special day for them.
Yeah.
And then I've done it like 4 or 5 times and all of them were fine. And I was like, wait, I thought like you get a wish if like you're terminal. And they, I think one of the parents told me, they're like, no, you get a wish, but if you make it through, you still get to keep the wish. And I was like, oh, so they don't have to use it while they're sick. So they get the wish and they can use it now.
Yeah.
Or they can like get through the recovery, get through the battle and then use it. And I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Do you know if all your kids are okay? Any updates? I think mine are all okay.
I haven't checked in, but
yeah,
I'll reach out to Make a Wish and be like, hey, how are my kids?
Well, do you have a favorite Make-A-Wish experience out of the four?
Yeah, there was one where we just went to get dinner. I guess he just wanted to get dinner. I can't remember where, but across the street there was a GameStop.
Oh.
And so we went over there and it was this kid and he had his whole family. It was like a bunch of them. And Make-A-Wish was like, hey, we'll donate a Switch to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. So we went in and I was like, oh, what do you want? And he's like, I want a Switch. I was like, oh, perfect. So we took the Switch and then he was all excited. He was jumping around and his siblings, you could tell they didn't have a lot of money, sure. The family.
Yeah.
And the siblings were just kind of quiet and just like,
aw.
And I was like, there's 4 of them.
Yeah. They're kind of like jealous.
And so there's 5 of them all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the main kid got one and then the kids were sad. So I was like, yo, throw 4 more on there. And then the kids were like, what? And the dad was like, what about me?
No, he didn't.
What about me, man?
They were so excited. It became like his day to his siblings' day too. And you could tell he was just happy.
Yeah.
Because then he has people to play with and like it was cool.
Oh, you made their day. Yeah. That made me so happy.
Do you have a favorite?
We did one in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for our gas to drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to film a video with me, so they rented out this small set, and then I filmed a video with the kid. He came in the warehouse with a limo, and we're like, oh, give him a party. And then after that, Make-A-Wish was like, hey, do you have a place to stay? We're down to, like, book a hotel for you guys just so you don't have to drive back.
Yeah.
So they ended up booking the Aria Hotel. You know,
Aria? Oh, yeah, that's
and
nice.
And then they just paid for, like, our meals and expenses and stuff. So it was a cool experience. They do take care of not only the kid, but you as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
Ayo.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
And then all my other, I think I did 3. And then the other 2, we went to Dave and Buster's and just had fun.
Yeah, they love Dave and Buster's.
They do.
I think the other 3 might have been at Dave and Buster's.
Dang.
All right, well, we caught up.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I'm still kind of feel uneasy.
How so?
I don't know. Like I said, we're a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to revive the Guava Channel.
We're kind of in, what's the purgatory?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we're kind of like.
We're chilling. I'm okay. I mean, like. Mentally, I'm fine. It's good. I just miss structure. So I'm just trying to find new structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can tell when you're not rattled, but when you're like uneasy, you can tell just in your demeanor. And I just always want to fix that. I'm like, how can I fix
this?
Yeah.
No, I mean.
It's just like you could tell something's bothering you, but I don't like to pry. So I just try to figure out what it is and fix it without you knowing.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Only thing that can fix me is me, so.
Yeah, but I can be your Robin.
I'll be your Hood.
I was thinking Batman.
Nah. I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's a lot.
It's
lot.
Okay. Don't even tell me. I'll figure it out and I'll fix it. That's what I do. Stick around for the next podcast because I'm trying to get, I think Nick LMAO is coming.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk all boxing. I know we talked a lot about this time, but I want to talk it with another person that's in the same realm.
Oh, we should hit up Howie. I keep forgetting to hit him up.
Oh, Howie. And then I think we were supposed to do shrooms with Cesar Millan.
Yeah, he suggested that was his idea, not ours. So
yeah, maybe he wants
him out.
I don't know. And then we have a drunk high podcast coming out. We got pretty drunk.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that podcast very well. We drink a lot. And then Fousey.
When he comes to town, he said he's down to do it.
Okay.
So good. he's going crazy right now.
He's going crazy? What do you mean?
He's just going. He's just in his go mode. But I think he has control this time. I think he has control.
Okay.
He hasn't had control in the past, but I think this is the one.
Okay.
I think so. We'll see.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for sticking around for our journeys.
Yeah.
As we transition into the other realm.
Yeah, life isn't about the ups. It's about the downs. We're going to share everything because this is the realest podcast. I feel like somebody says that.
This is the real podcast we
I might have stolen that.
Yeah?
Okay.
Bye.